Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody. Matty C Sports for you and me. I got a dope fighter here. Comes from Connecticut. My man Jimmy Williams, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm, and he's got the future right next to him.
Absolutely. We got to come out.
The head nod like that is all good.
I'm teaching him now. Soon, he going to be the one. It's going to reverse. He going to be sitting where I'm sitting at, and I'm going to be on the side of him. Coaching him, you know, so that's what I'm breathing.
You're gonna have the goggles on in that.
With a beer belly too. I ain't gonna be this trim and film. I have a beer belly or maybe full of grays. You know, he gonna be young and handsome. So I'm just gonna be sitting here talking about. Oh, remember this? I should do this. I should do that.
So, man, I mean, the journey through your life. To me, struck me, and man, I just got 100% respect for everything you've done in your life, and how you've changed from. You've been pretty much a man your whole life, you know, with what you've done and what you've been through. So I have nothing but respect for that. And
appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
And So I mean, you're 18-10-2, and you know, you got 6 knockouts and 5 in your losses. So not only a lot of people can say that they did that, you know, combine both. But you did.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I didn't have a great amateur career. I was a former football player. So to look back at it and when people tell my resume and tell my record, man, it's a blessing. You know, like them 10 losses. Come on, man. At the end of the day. Look who I lost to, you know, on the other side of Mexico. But I put on the line, you know, being that I came with really with zero knowledge of the pro background. So to be at this point in my career, from a football player, man, I'm one of the best football players that ever made the transition. You know what I mean? The records don't lie.
Yeah, and, you know, you even worked out with one of the best NFL teams in the land, but was it the Oakland Raiders at the time you were? Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, you got a tattoo with the Raiders or what?
No, I ain't get a tattoo, you know. if I would have made the team, maybe it would have been a different story. But just even that journey, man, being a football player and going out there and seeing the hot playing, got a chance to make the team on the highest level, it's like, wow, coming from a Division II school, coming from high school where, you know, you got to stay focused. You're surrounded by drugs and games and, you know, my mom being murdered, different things. So the sacrifices I made to get to that level and now looking back a 10-year professional boxing career, I never gave up. I kept working on no matter how down, how hurt, no matter what. I was like, dang, I got to keep going. And I'm still here. I'm still healthy, still blessed. So, you know, man, there's a God. And I'm going to continue this path and keep writing this history book.
And, I mean, your resume is huge, bro. Like, I mean, you got the WBC, USNBC, and you had 2 great fighters you had to fight, Rodriguez and DeLamba. I mean, like, you had to fight tough. And like you said, like, on pretty much the beginning stage, and you took these titles and well-deserved and well-earned. You know, absolutely. A lot of people can't say they have a belt. and you fought on the biggest stages, and it's amazing to me that you, with all the accolades you have, and this fight you have next month and at Aganis Arena, like, that's huge. That's huge, because I was like, yo, this card is stacked. And I saw you, and I was like, oh, Francis Hogan got a challenge right here. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. No, like, you put Jimmy Williams on the card, you know what I'm about, you know? But like you said, you risen my resume. I started my professional career off on TV, you know, NBC Sports, for the guy with 20 fights, Noel Garcia. So you're right. I've been mad tough my whole career, but that's to my background. You know, man, I love the challenge. This is why I'm here now. And I appreciate it. Like, the guys, the challenge, you know, me, like I said, I stepped in there, got on TV. I won belts. I've been the Connecticut State champion, the regional belt, WBC, and actually an international champion. UBO. I beat, a former world champion, Yuri Former, went down to Atlanta, handled business. I beat Nick LaBama in his hometown, hostile campaign. I beat Christian Lau. You know what I mean? I'm not from Connecticut. I'm a New Jersey guy. He was a hometown fair. I beat him, knocked him out the first round for a belt. So this is me. You know me, Francis Hogan. He knows he's in for a fight. And I went to Tyrone James' backyard. I was beating him to the ref for some stuff. You know, so things happen in the sport of the game. But, I come to fight. And all credit to Francis Hogan, because this is going to be a great fight. We're going to steal the show.
I think you honestly will steal the show. I mean, you have – I think you have King Colin Walsh in there, and then you got one of the fighters I know, Kevin Walsh, who just won the New England title. Mm-hmm. And Jay DePina is fighting on there.
Good dude. He got a tough challenge fighting the former world champion. So – this is a fight that we're going to make and break people's careers. And that day is all credit, because this is boxing about, you know what I mean? You go as a fan on St. Patrick's Day, beer and boxing, you about to see some hell of fights. So you can't make up a better card in this atmosphere on one of the biggest holidays in the world. And people, all credit to every fighter that step on this card, because this is what boxing is about, the challenge, fighting the best, you know? So,
and don't let me forget Kendrick Ball too.
Oh yeah, yep. Another guy, you know what I mean, WBC champion. So, everybody gonna make their mark, you know what I mean, this was boxing about, and everybody's training hard and gonna put on a great show for fans. The arena gonna be sold out, you know, and then people gonna tune in on UFC Fight Pass. It's gonna be a hell of a show. Thinking about it,
now. It is gonna be a hell of a show, and it's just, it's such a big card. And this is literally like the New England card. Like, mm-hmm. I know you're from New Jersey, but like, you know, you train here and you fight around here in the New England area. So it's just going to be such a big card. It's ridiculous. And I think with the story behind both you and Francis, it makes for an excellent local fight, you know, and nothing toward Kalen Walsh, because he's fighting for the big fight that night. But yes, there's so many you can say. I've said this before, that there is the boxing fan and the legit boxing like fan, like, you know, like that knows, like there's fans that are like, oh, okay, I'm coming here to see a fight, or there's boxing fans that are like, I know his social security number. Like, that's how much I know about these guys. So it's like, I've had a love for boxing since, and I only say Mike Tyson because that was the era. That was the guy. But you know, like throughout the years, there's been, I was like, one of my favorite fighters was Diego Corrales because of how tough and how, you know, I seen one of your, post was never give up. That guy never gave up, even though losing and stuff, like almost on the verge of losing, he comes back and wins, you know? So I think like, this is just going to be a great fight for you. This is going to be a one don't quit type of deal.
Absolutely. Look at the, the history of Boston boxing, Irish Mickey Ward, man, look, you're tough. You know, a guy that put it all on the line, win, lose, or draw. You know what I mean? He was one of the toughest motherfuckers in New England. So,
oh my God, the Gotti Wars, man.
So the breed, and understand where I'm at today, and understanding my history, man, it's a blessing because I am one of the fighters. I am a throwback fighter. I'm one of the fighters going to put it all on the line. And this is one of the fights where I'm going to have to put it all on the line, where I got a young, hungry future champion, a kid that going to be great, got the whole city of Boston behind him. He going to put asses in them seats. You know, he going to bring out everybody. This is a big fight for him. So the history, the Freddie Roach is in the building, man, the unbelievable, but the atmosphere, Daniel White. This is going to be a sold-out event where this is all the eyes, man. I couldn't be... And like I said, I've been here before. I've been there. So being at this point in my career, I'm blessed. And I'm glad to share the ring with Francis Hogan. And we're going to put on a hell of a show come March 16th.
Well, and that too, do you think because you've been PBC, like you fought on PBC, do you think the pressure is going to be, I don't want to say less, but I mean like, meaning like you're on one of the hugest stages of fighting, like, you know, the future, like, hey, Jimmy Williams is now on Top Rank. Oh, hey, he's on Showtime. Like, does that not even matter? You're just stepping in the ring and whoever's next is going to get their ass beat.
being that I started my first career, my first two fights on big major stages on NBC, ESPN, I felt like I'm born for this. If you are who you are, I remember nights where this was just a dream, where I was just getting up and running. Understand, like, I want to be on a big stage. That's what you box for. So we're having numerous fights on big stages. Like you said, going to the Barclays, being on Showtime. Now I'm back being on USC Fight Pass for the third time, sold out arena. This is who I am. You know, if you are who you are, you know, that's why you're on big stages. And this is who I am. You know, this was destined to be. Look back at my career. So it don't bother me. It just understand that this was destined. I fight on big stages.
And I have to say, Jimmy, 18-10, like I said, that's just a fucking number. You know what I'm saying? You're still fighting on one of the biggest cards probably in New England history right now. Like, you guys are about to make history, and nobody knows it until March 17th.
Absolutely right. You said 18, it is just a record. And being that I was a football player, it was learning on the job. It was really, as a professional fight, going there, match tough, man, and just understand, like, yo, every fight I gotta go ahead and prove that I'm a boxer. I'm prove that I'm a fighter. I'm prove that I'm a champion. Every even the loss is like, okay, I lost to so and so. In reality, that guy been boxing his whole life. That guy been doing this sport his whole life. So it's like, do I take it as a loss or I take it as a learning? And Richard, this is a learning because now I can say, okay, I learned. I know what not to do to train for that fight. I learned not to do what in the ring. And it was still the big stages. So it was like, wow, okay, it's time to go back. But now, fast forward 10 years in the game, I'm back on another big fight. So it's like, okay, I got the message. It's time to go now. You know, it's time to be ready at this year because I'm ready. My own history books. Like you said, March 16th, this is history. And I'm going to be a part of it.
And my big question to you, since we'll talk about football too, this is my big question. So you Division II. So in that time frame, did you ever have to play UMass, Delaware, or North Dakota?
No, that first we was in the Northeast 10, so our toughest games outside of conference, when we went to the playoffs, we played Westchester, Pennsylvania, we played East Sharpsburg, we played California, Pennsylvania. There was a brutal team, but we played guys like Stonehill, I think they're from Mass.
Stonehill's, yep, Easton, yep.
Yeah, Assumption, Merrimack.
Assumption's good. Yeah, Merrimack. Been a powerhouse.
Yeah, we went to Merrimack, man. So it's kind of like since I came to Connecticut in 2005, you know, I've been making my home. I play with a lot of players from different things. I'm actually bringing out a lot of football players that I played to school with. They live in Boston area. So I kind of, like I said, this New England, this is my home too. And I remember being at a press conference and Mark DeLuca made a great point. He said, man, they love you up here just as they love Francis up here. And I was like, wow, you know, and that's another great friend I shared the ring with. And I went to same flash rewind, March 16, 2019. I fought on Mark DeLuca on St. Patty's weekend. So, and I went to a hostile territory. We packed out House of Blues. It was another great performance. You know, you take that fight anywhere, Jimmy Williams will get the win. But, you know, he's credited now. He's training Francis Hogan. So they got the recipe to beat Jimmy Williams.
Well, the funny thing, you just say that, you know, if you were still in New Jersey, who knows? You could have played at Rutgers and the game could have been changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Rutgers was my number one choice, you know, growing up. Cosciano did a great job, man. I remember being up there, recruit all them guys from Miami. I used to be up there every spring practice, every spring ball. I don't think I missed a spring practice my junior year. And so things could have been different, but I took a chance to come to Connecticut. I got away from New Jersey and look at me now. Now as a professional boxer making history, yeah. Was all said and done. This a win against Francis Hogan gonna I say me personally going to guarantee me a spot in the Connecticut Hall of Fame. So I need to win this.
Well, you flipped the script on everybody's ass from football to boxing.
Yeah. You know, and the funny thing is I did boxing before I did football. So when I remember being a college football athlete, talking to my teammates, they'd be like, what you going to do after this, Jim? I'm like, man, this don't work out. I'll go to boxing. You can't fight. You can't do this. And now, you know, the world knows that I can fight. I go in here with the best fighters in the world, and I get it done.
Do you yourself have a special, you know, determination, you know, with your family, what happened and everything? Does that give you a lot of motivation before fights, during fights, and things like that?
Just understanding where I came from. My mom being murdered, so now I'm being blessed to have a beautiful wife, beautiful kids, beautiful home. Just understanding, like, I know where I came from. A kid from New Jersey, small town, about to go out here and put my whole life on the line. You know, boxing ain't nothing to play with. It's like the wildlife. It's killed to be killed. So to understand where I'm at now and where I came from, and like I said, being 18 and 10, but still going out here and competing with the best fighters in the world. And like I said, it's just a number. And I can smile and be thankful because I'm glad I'm at this route, because it could have been different. I could have been sitting in jail cell, could have been 6 feet under, and all this never exists. So to be understanding, and no days are perfect, you know, no things. Some days are like, damn, should I give up? Should I go? But I'm just glad I'm here and I made the right path. This was meant to be, and I cherish every moment of it.
And I respect that for sure. I'm glad you raised such a good family. Like, kids bring back, like, they give you a chance and reason to appreciate life more. And I got my daughter, and that's a big help. The guy right behind you got a big motivation for you.
Absolutely, because I remember doing this before they was born and the thing. So now having them and understanding the balance and understanding that's when them the tired nights, you like, all right, I gotta push. You know what I mean? Where if you didn't have that motivation, you might let me take off, let me just whatever, I do it tomorrow. But you gotta do it today for yourself, for them to understand that it don't stop. You gotta get it done. And it's not easy, but end of the day, I've been in the game 10 years, but I ain't had a fortune to do this full time. I wake up and I work a full time job, you know. So to be at this high level, sometimes I look back and say, all right, I became an international champion, I became a regional champion, I became this, and I still ain't doing this full time. So I look at it, if things could have been different, where I could be? Can I be right now? Be a 5-time world champion, 2-time world champion, but
I love my role because I came in this game 26 years old, and I'm one of the best gatekeepers in the world. I am the gatekeeper. You got to come through me to understand that if you want to make it in the sport. And that's all credit to myself because I put myself in this position to understand that you got to come through Jimmy Williams to be somebody in this sport. So I'm good.
Well, that's my thing, too. With your record, my quote to you is, I'm like Donald Duck. I don't give a fuck with your record. Don't matter. Don't matter. Right. But there's a difference. There's a guy who's continuing to fight, such as yourself, and a fighter that's just an opponent to set you up and give you another dub.
Right.
I truly believe, like, Jimmy Williams wouldn't be on the motherfucking card if he wasn't a good fighter. You're about to pack up a Gannis Arena and have a shit ton of people. Who, even if you, I truly believe, even if you win or lose, which I know the dubs in your in your resume and your goal, to go to Showtime or go to Top Rank. I'd rather see you on Top Rank because I like Joe Desitore better.
Yeah. It's coming soon. They're coming back. I started my career, but you know, you're right. I like Top Rank. I like little Bob Murray and them guys. And like I said, I'm just a phone call away from another opportunity. So that's why I keep it going.
So for you, Jimmy, I mean, besides this one, I mean, I don't know if you're really even into that decision yet. How many fights are you kind of looking for to go for this year? Or is it just go by every fight and we'll see?
Being that this is my fight 32, I take one fight at a time. If I get through it, you know, God willing, safely, you know, like I said, this really, win, lose, or draw, in my book, Jimmy Williams' life, this is a win. So I got to look at it like, as long as I got my health, I'm good. I recover whatever situation happened. And I take it from there because I know my position. I know my role. I know where I'm going. I know when it's all said and done, I've been in the ring with some of the best fighters in the world. So I take it one fight at a time and understand that if I fight three, I fight two, I fight one, man, listen, I'm always going to be prepared and ready. So I take it one fight at a time. But hey, I maybe can do six. Hey, I'm an old school fighter, man. I'm in the gym. I'm ready mentally, you know, mentally, physical. I'm always ready. So as long as I'm my doctor say I'm good, my health say I'm good, let's get it on anywhere. I go in your backyard and I sit on your couch and smash you. I will beat you up, take your belts. I do whatever. So as long as my health is good, I'm ready to go.
And my final question is a two-part question for you, bro.
Okay.
So my first one is, how fly are you going to try to go? Are you going all suit, all business, or are you going like track jacket, just looking dope with a chain on like me?
Oh, I'm going there just like you. I'm going there track jacket, you know what I mean? Because it's business, but this is the business minus like Lil Wayne said, minus the suit, because this is war too. You know what I mean? At the day, I'm ready to strip down and ready to get it on. So a suit tie take too long to get off. So nothing but a sweatshirt and jeans, that comes off real fast. So at the end of the day, you know, the mentality of this is all business, but at the same time, this is war. And that day, me and Hogan going to put it all on the line, because the win against Jimmy Williams boosts his career. Win against Jimmy Williams, he can get a call from Top Rank. He get a call from PBC. So he want the opportunity too. So he understand the mental and the physical. He going to be ready for this fight too, because he know this fight going to do to his career, a win against Jimmy Williams going to do. So, and I know what a win against Francis Ho is going to do. So it's an all-out war. So I know he's ready and I'm be ready.
So I'm going to get that call after, right? After you get the news.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're going to do another interview. I'm thankful for CES. I'm thankful for 360 Boxing. Because they came here. They came to put on the show, and they're the best. You know what I mean? Jimmy, it's kind of a CES war, too. You know, I did a CES fight.
Yeah.
You know, so at the same time, And if you check my resume, I go in the backyard and do my thing. So it don't really matter to me. But to me, this is a boxing bout. Promoters, you know, at the day, they want to put on the best show as possible. And we happen to be the best fighters on the stage. So this is boxing about.
And CES, from Jimmy Sr. down, they're all good peoples.
All good peoples. You know, at the day, Jimmy work hard to put on the best shows. Jimmy know when Jimmy signed me and gave me opportunity back in 2013, you know, I'm forever thankful. You know, man, I'm always going to do business with them guys. And, you know, but the fight makes sense. And we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. We're going to sit as men and we're going to get the job done. So that's why this game, you know, man, it's beyond boxing too, because I built relationships, man, beyond this. So to understand that this is a game, this game is serious. We don't play boxing. This is serious. So all my credit off to the promoters, because we got mm-hmm. the biggest fight in New England coming March 16th.
And the best thing is if you're media and you're around Jimmy Sr., leave him the fuck alone on fight day. Leave him alone.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, but this is a fight for everybody, because he got a young fighter over there, Franco. He wants to see what his investment, what he got made of. Jimmy Wills, you know, resume don't speak for itself. You know, he got me to some of the big fights. So at the end of the day, this is a fight for people who want to see, you know what I mean? So, and Callum Wash going to put on a great show. You know what I mean? He got the Irish. Everybody going to be tuned in. And, you know, I'm part Irish. I'm a long one. So at the day, I'm bringing the crowd. I'm bringing the people. So Jane said St. Patrick's will be in the building.
And Quiet Storm, where did it come from?
I mean, it was a name given. We was getting ready for the this might have been the 2009 Golden Gloves in New Jersey. And I was sharing at Joe Bear Boxing Club. He's actually the former trainer of Yuri Former. That's how I got the history of Yuri Former. Sparring him when I was younger. And knowing that was a great fight to take at that point to beat him and win belts. But he gave me the nickname. I remember I was just quiet in the gym. I just was a guy that worked hard. Really don't say much. To this day, I really don't say much in the gym. I just go ahead and put work. And then a fight, I go perform. And I stop a guy or beat the shit out of a guy or perform great. So you're like, man, this guy is humble. This guy is quiet. But he goes in there, bang, you don't know what to expect. So that name was given to me at a young age, and it stuck with me since. So when I came back to boxing, I wasn't changing. I said, I'm going to always be Jimmy the Quiet Storm Williams, and that's who I am. You never know what to expect. March 16th, you don't know what's going to happen, but you know it's going to be a damn storm to go hit the building.
Well, Jimmy, I truly appreciate you coming on the show. And to everybody, if you still have tickets, buy them off my man here.
Yep, I got
tickets.
Them. You know,
I don't know which ones you have.
I got the 50 and the hundreds. But it, like, if you don't get your tickets, that's a shame on you, because like I said, this place will be sold out. We're bringing out the heavy hitters in Boston. We're bringing out the heavy hitters in the world. Dana White gonna be in the building. UFC Fight Pass, where here goes a guy that's big in UFC, but gave the opportunity to boxers to display their talent on a huge platform, you know? So at the end of the day, people understand the boxing and UFC Fight Pass, man, shots off to them, because they're giving fighters the ability to show their talent to the world. And this is my third appearance. And they know, if you check my last two fights on UFC Fight Pass, they've been some great fights. So against Greg Venditti, split decision, you know me, a draw against Molina from another guy, tough fighter. So, you know, Jimmy Williams coming to fight.
Well, everybody, Jimmy Williams here. See him on Fight Pass the 17th, right? Yeah, St. Patrick's Day the
17th. It's March 16th.
March 16th at mm-hmm. Aganis Arena in Boston. You're a fool if you don't come. So come check out Jimmy, check out New England, check out the world. This is going to be a huge card. And if you don't aren't able to make it, watch it on UFC Fight Pass. So, Jimmy, thanks again. Quiet Storm's coming into Boston. It's going to be really, really crazy over there.
Nah, thank you, Matt. And I just want to give you a shout out because you give boxers and guys the opportunity to get their story out, get the same message out, keep it going. You know what I mean? Guys like you make this sport great. It make us understand that people do appreciate us. People do understand that this ain't easy. You know, this is a sport that without y'all, we won't never get our story out. People won't know the insides and the things. So all credit to you, Matt. I appreciate you.
Anytime, man. I don't want to know about secrets with people and want to get the inside. So I'd rather just do the research myself and have fun with it.
Right, absolutely. And like you said, all credit to you and the respect you have for me, being that you know me, you from Francis, your guys, I'm in his backyard, and then they like say it's all business, and we great guys outside of boxing. We are men at the end of the day, and he's a young man that I got nothing but respect for.
Absolutely. So thank you again, Jimmy, and we'll see you the 16th.
Absolutely. Thank you, and see you on the 16th. We'll be doing another interview soon, maybe the 18th.
So, hell yeah, bro.
I see you, man. I appreciate the opportunity. God bless, man. Thank you again.
God bless.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One punt, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher, I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any gift and surface solid. Callous, symbols that come from...